it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Ryan Porth taking you through this Friday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee, reacting to a tough loss for the Titans last night against the Colts, 34-17, and it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD. TD, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
Doing very well and doing much better than the Titans were last night, that's for sure. What was your takeaway from the game last night against the Colts in terms of what it means for the Titans in the big picture here as they move forward?
Yeah, it was a huge loss in the big picture moving forward, that's for sure. It was an opportunity for them to separate themselves from a team that has been a nemesis and the team that is most likely in position to keep them from winning an AFC South division title, which we know hasn't happened in a while. Fortunately for the Titans, they have a rematch in a couple weeks, but this game really bared a lot of warts that have continuously come to the surface, and they have a lot of work to do. That's from the coaches to the players. I mean, there were multiple things within this game that you just kind of shake your head at and wonder what was going on and why that decision was made, whether it be on the field or on the sidelines.
All right, so we've been debating, TD, the one of the many warts here, but I do think that the kicking game last night, you know, really lost that game. And the punting in particular, but Gostkowski, we've been talking about it all year. Robbie says you can't get worse. You got to move on. I don't think they will, just because I don't see a great alternative out there. Where do you think this goes right now?
Yeah, that is truly a catch-22, to be honest with you, because if you do move on, where do you go? You know, what happens if you bring in Tucker McCann and he just doesn't do the trick? Of course, you could always say, what happens if you bring him in and he's money, you know, and it's just a tough thing with that kicker position. There's so much that goes into it from a mental perspective, and I don't know what's going on with Gostkowski, but to miss the 44-yarder yesterday in that situation, that's just simply unacceptable, and it's been happening. And, you know, he has 8 missed field goals this year. It's been a long time since a guy from the Titans has done that. In fact, since before that team became in existence, we're talking about Luis Zendejas with the Houston Oilers. And it's bad, you know. And actually, off the top, I think Joe Nedby, he missed 8 in a season. So pardon me there. But, yeah, I think they do have to strongly consider moving on, but there's just, like I said, it's a double-edged sword.
TD, admittedly, like, I'm not some punting expert, so I realize there's more that goes into it than meets the eye, and it's obviously easy to second guess after what we saw last night, but I thought Ryan Allen in the Chicago game was fine. Like, what do you think went into the decision to make that move to bring Trevor Daniel in last night in the first place?
Well, I tell you what, and I said it before the game on our preview last night, he must have really been booting the heck out of the ball because, I mean, Ryan Allen averaged 50 yards per punt in a game. When I'm talking about practice, we're talking about a game. He did that.
Nice.
You know, and it's just, that move really was one of the moves I referred to. You know, I had in mind when I said there were some things, some decisions that really make you question what's going on. And that's it. And Ryan Allen was booming the ball. And granted, there were some times where, you know, it was like, ooh, they almost got that one. Ooh, they almost got that one. But when they almost got that one, they didn't. And it traveled 64 yards. But what happened last night? You had the shortest punt this season, and you had it blocked for a touchdown. So that decision, I can't get on board with it.
Well, and another thing, TD, you know, you got the short week. Yeah, I mean, I understand, you know, hang time, you'd like it to be better. Hey, you'd love the replacement to be Brett Kern. Come right in and beat him. But I thought it was really impressive overall. You have a short week. And also, Ryan Allen has held for Gostkowski over a long period of time. You don't want to keep messing with that operation. You've changed the long snap route. Now you change the holder. Now let's have a third different holder in a third game. And I don't know if that had anything to do with the 44-yarder last night, but isn't that something you don't mess with on top of the punting?
Well, I think when you already have a guy who clearly isn't in the right spot mentally, you can't continue to mess with it. And you can't do that. You just can't, you know. So, again, I'll go back to it. That's a decision that I can't get on board with, and I didn't even have that in mind as far as the holding situation when I mentioned that. That's a great point, and, you know, something that we were talking about last week, that, hey, that's probably why this guy got the job, you know, and here we are.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by Wilson County Hyundai. .com. TD, we heard it from Troy Aikman last night on the broadcast. A lot of fans this morning on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, have pointed out the Titans playing off the ball and giving the Colts receivers room defensively to make plays and operate underneath. What are you seeing from the Titans defense in coverage in terms of playing off the line of scrimmage? And have you seen any adjustments there made whatsoever so far?
Well, I saw Malcolm Butler play some press. He was playing a decent amount of press, and it wasn't happening on the other side or even across the board. And, it just didn't happen enough. And I asked Mike Vrabel about that, and he referenced, you know, a play, you know, where they were able to push the ball down the field. But, you know, I just think when you're playing off and you're playing zone, because that 40-yarder that the Michael Pittman Jr. had, he just casually stroked his way from one side of the field to the other through the zone, cleared the opposite hash, caught it, turned it upfield, and it was a 40-yard stroll in the park. And these are things that you can't have, especially when you don't have the guys up front getting pressure like that. And in addition to that, you got a quarterback. Phillip Rivers got rid of the ball. Do you realize he averaged 2.35 seconds?
Man.
Before he from snap to throw? That's crazy. And whenever that happens, you know what you have to do. You have to press. But I don't know, man. I really don't know. Because, you know, Vrabel mentioned it. He said they did it, but there were times where, you know, the guys got picked. And there was a play that was down the field, but it just, yeah, it's something. And it's always easier for me or any of us to sit in the box or even to sit here Monday and say, hey, you should have done this. But to be in the heat of the moment, I get it. I know that there's, you know, a lot that goes into the decision, but man. What did Herm Edwards say? You play to win the game. And I just don't think that coverage is going to allow you to win games when the quarterback's getting rid of the ball that quickly. And it's happening consistently outside of Nick Foles.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, they have so much more information than we do, of course. I mean, this is their job. This is what they do. I mean, it's always more complex than it seems, but man, there are times it's just like they're like, make that guy beat you with his arm down the field, you know. And I know they don't like it going over the top, and they like to make teams earn it, but I thought it just seemed like the Bears game was a little bit of a blueprint and they didn't follow it, and certainly a better quarterback. But, hey, we haven't ripped the offense yet, TD, so let's get to that. Are you worried about Tannehill right now? I feel like the clock is really sped up, and I understand why it would speed up. You know, you take out a Pro Bowl tackle on the protecting your blind side, it's going to change things. But it just seems to me like he's less comfortable, more sped up, and has fewer options out there.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I'm not exactly sure if I don't know that it's time to be worried about Tannehill. I mean, I get it. He's had consecutive games where, you know, things didn't click. But and you're not going to hear me say this often, but you got to call a spade. You guys know I praise A.J. Brown whenever I get a chance to. But yep. Listen, man, you got to make that catch. And I know it's a hard catch to make. You got to make that catch. And you make that catch, he could still be running, you know. He would have scored, and man, we may be talking about a different ball game. So I get Ryan Tannehill does have to play a little bit better. I understand that, you know, he was under pressure, and you're right. When you're without your left tackle, it is a little bit tougher. But I can't say Sambrello has done a horrible job. I mean, Khalil Mack got a few pressures, but didn't really register anything. Bud Dupree, he didn't really do much against Sambrello. And then you look at the Bengals game, that just was another conversation about failures collectively. I just think Tannehill and that offense, they got to get back to play action. It's something that they said that they wanted to do this past week, and they're going to have to get back to it against the Ravens, and it's, yeah, I just think it's a collective effort. They all have to do better.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. TD, great stuff as always, my man. We appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
TD.
Man, he's right, though. I mean, all that stuff we've talked about with special teams and what a disaster it was, A.J. Brown catches that ball, maybe it is a different game. I don't know.
Sure.
We'll never know, but that's, you don't see A.J. Brown dropping an opportunity like that very often.
Yeah, I mean, games like that, your big-time players have to make the plays.
When we come back, we'll dive back into the special teams. It was a disaster last night for the Titans against the Colts. Let's get your reaction to it. What should the Titans do from here with the field goal kicking, with the punting, with the special teams as a whole? Take it any direction you want to go. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.